What does your student need to know? So you have to be very clear to your student. Just see briefly what I suggest you to tell them. You should tell your students, first of all, not to get too tired and not to push while practicing. And it would be very common, you will see that. Not to be in a hurry to go back as she was before, because really the body needs time. And you have to ask to your students to attend the class with assiduity, because only continuous practice will give her or them the results that they are looking for. So another really important point, as I told you before, is listen to theirself during the exercise, and remind to your students that they can take a break any times they want, and they are in a yoga practice, so they are really in the class with you to feel good. They have to go out from your class that they feel good, regenerate with a new energy. What I say also to my students is that they are very elastic still, so they have to measure really how much they push the pose and how they are really going into the pose. So I ask them to go on 80%, 70% of their possibility. And let's see briefly, what do you need to know as a teacher? So as a teacher, you must know that mothers tend to use the child as an excuse not to do nothing for themselves. So you really have to speak them through this topic. Your main task, in addition to teaching yoga, will be to motivate them to take a free hour for themselves. So you have to take out all the best skills you have to do this. Place close attention to particular cases and consider whether to include them in a collective classes or whether to offer them a private course. Mothers try very hard because they are in a hurry to back in shape. So they will tend to go behind their limits. Just check on them. Don't trust them 100%. And as a mother, I like to give my own experience, but it doesn't matter if you don't have children. Just you can read on the manual on a section useful tips to give to mothers. You can find a nice suggestion for them. For example, to accept help when they feel that they really need to recover. Or not obsess yourself with the loss of weight. This is another good point that is gonna come out in your class, and it's very nice to give some yogic point of view. So it will happen naturally, and that they will lose weight, and it's just gonna need some effort and dedicate themselves to the practice. And you can also speak about other kind of activities. I mean, the best way to go back in shape and to keep your brain fresh is to go for a walk, to swim. So just be natural with them. And another tips to give to mother is don't expect to be as strong as before, of course. Remind your student that they need to return to practice calmly and with full respect of their body. Then you can remind them to follow the doctor advice always, and you can help them with the yoga practice to get rid of the sense of guilt. So really help them to leave it out when they're in the classroom, and just make them understand that everything is normal. The emotions are still up and down, and they probably feel that they have to spend all the time with the kids, and it's absolutely normal. But I always point the fact that if the mother is good, the baby is good, and the baby is feeling when the mother is relaxed. And then, a very important point, I always ask them to bring a practice out of the class. And I often do some videos of our practice. Sometimes I film them, I make videos out of them, and they're very happy. Of course, those videos are private if I don't have the delivery to use them on my social media. So I just use this WhatsApp business instrument as a way to send them pictures, make them videos, say, okay, girls, this week we are working on this and this and that. So while we are practicing, I will take 2-3 pictures of you. Do you agree? And then we just use it in the group, or if there is any issues about privacy, I just send them personally, so one by one. And this is really working to keep them connected with you, to the practice, also when they think they don't have time. So 5-10 minutes a day, they will find it for sure. And if they have a small video or some pictures, they will do it. So have a good luck. Now we will go to the topic of benefit, and we will see the main benefit of the after pregnancy yoga practice.